Welcome to Stitchology, where we craft with intention, guided by God's grace. I am Pastor Tina Krog, and today's devotion for the Easter Blooms Devotional is based on Judith chapter 16, verses 1 through 6 and verse 13. Today's devotion comes to us from the Reverend Dr. Marilyn Mativia of Celebration Lutheran Church in Chardon, Ohio. You can learn more about Pastor Marilyn at the end of this episode. A reading from the book of Judith, chapter 16, verses 1 through 6 and verse 13. Our translation comes from A Women's Lectionary for the Whole Church by Wilda Gaffney. Judith said, "Begin praise from my God with drums, sing to my sovereign with cymbals. Craft a psalm and a praise for God, exalt God and call upon God's name. For the Holy One is a God who crushes wars, whose encampments are in the midst of the people, who delivered me from the hands of my pursuers. Assyria came down from the mountains of the north. It came with multitudes of its warriors, the same multitude blocked by the waterway, and their cavalry covered the hills. Assyria boasted that it would burn up my territory and kill my young men with the sword and throw my infants to the ground and give my children away as spoils of war and despoil my virgins. But the Holy God dismissed them with a feminine hand, for their mighty one did not fail by the hands of young men, nor did the sons of Titans strike them down, nor did the giants lay him out. But Judith, daughter of Merari, and the beauty of her person undid him. I will sing to my God a new song. Holy One, you are great and glorious, wonderful in strength. Invincible. The word of the Lord.
I will share with you, friends, that this was my first deep dive into the book of Judith, and I started with the text that you just heard, Judith's praise song. But the praise song needs some context. If you listened to the previous episode of this podcast, then you know the context, but if you missed it, it's worth a little recap. Judith, in this story, was a beautiful, wealthy, and devout Jewish woman, a widow who inherited all of her husband's extensive property and resources when he died. That gave her unusual standing and independence for her gender in that day. She devoted herself to tending the estate, and she was well regarded in her community for her character and her faithfulness to God. But when her hometown of Bethulia was surrounded by the Assyrian army, Judith found herself drawn into an unfamiliar and unexpected kind of leadership. The Assyrians, led by their commander-in-chief, Holofernes, cut off the town's water supply in an effort to demoralize and, frankly, dehydrate the people into submission. And it was starting to work. The people, weakened by thirst, were prepared to surrender to the Assyrians and to renounce the God of Israel. Judith reminded the people of all the ways the Lord had watched over them and protected them through history, and she asked them to hold on, to wait 5 days before surrendering. Then she prayed fervently for the Lord's guidance and blessing and devised a plan to infiltrate the enemy camp, using her beauty and wiles to gain entry. From there, she charmed her way into Holofernes' private chambers. He was ecstatic, certain that he was going to, shall we say, know her in a biblical sense. He had a feast prepared for the affair, but Judith cleverly ate and sipped from provisions her servant prepared for her, while Holofernes drank himself into a stupor. And then Judith took his own sword, and she decapitated him. She and her servant then slipped out into the night with the evidence in a bag to show her townspeople. Meanwhile, Holofernes' officers discovered his body, and as word of his death spread through the ranks scattered and fled directly into an ambush of Israelite soldiers. This is where we pick up the text today, with Judith leading her entire nation in a song of praise. God has done it again. The people cried out, and God rescued them, as God has done all through their history. Judith's song, in many ways, echoes the praise songs of Miriam and Deborah and Hannah. These ancient women of faith give thanks to a steadfast and faithful God who overturns armies and empires to liberate his people from oppression. They praise a God who protects and provides. They praise a God who raises up and honors the lowly and the traditionally powerless members of society, and then works with and through them to restore justice and peace and well-being to the nation. The Lord God Almighty has foiled the Assyrian army by the hand of a woman, Judith sings. The book of Judith is thought to be an artful blending of fact and fiction, but the story it tells about God is a testament. I will sing to my God a new song. O Lord, you are great and glorious, wonderful in strength, invincible.
Let us pray. Loving and ever faithful God, you have done it again. When will we remember that you will use unlikely people to bring about your justice? When will we remember that you will use us to bring about your justice? Help us be open and willing to your call, as Judith and Deborah and so many before us have been. In your holy name we pray. Amen. We hope you have enjoyed today's episode. Our Bible translation comes from Wilda Gaffney's A Women's Lectionary for the Whole Church, Year W. Special thanks to the Reverend Dr. Marilyn Mativia for serving as our devotional leader today. Pastor Marilyn is what we call a second career pastor. She shares ministry with the people of Celebration Lutheran Church in Chardon, Ohio. Pastor Marilyn has a PhD in Christian environmental ethics and occasionally teaches in college and seminary ethics and religion and ecology as an adjunct professor. Pastor Marilyn believes that her calling extends to eco-spiritual formation, and to that end, she coordinates the Holy Hikes of Northeast Ohio, a link of which will be found in today's show notes. Pastor Marilyn co-facilitates a synod-wide creation care affinity group as well in the Northeastern Ohio Synod. She is a devoted hiker, a bird watcher, and photographer. She and her wife, Virginia, share their Cleveland home with their three dogs and a very elderly cat. Thanks also to Oleg Kirlikov for today's special music, The Power of Inspiration. If you enjoyed today's devotion, consider joining our Patreon community by becoming a patron. Until next time.